Yes, that's the stuff. Sway your hips to the music. Because we're celebrating a day early, my birthday. What?
Woo-woo! The Macarena. What is it?
The Macarena. I do know the Macarena by heart. It is a good one. It is a very good one. You're listening to the Vero Insider, this fantastic Wine Wednesday. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as you know, we like to explore where to go, what to try, and how to give back right here in Indian River County. As your happy hostess with the most, this Anna Valencia Tillery, I go about finding great content for you. And I'm telling you, the lovely lady that I have in the studio with me, she's sitting beside Vicky Wild, who's the membership director of the Sebastian Chamber. Their company is new. It's coming new into Indian River County. We're very excited. It's been getting some great press. So she's absolutely adorable with a fantastic accent. Mm-hmm. Her name is Cecilia, and she is with Parabel. So welcome, my dear.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Of course. Now, I have to know, where's your accent from? Because it is so adorable.
So I'm Swedish, actually, originally, but I've spent a lot of time in England, so I suppose I took the English accent from there.
It's got a little mesh going on of the two. Oh, it's lovely. Now, how long have you been here and a part of Parabel?
I've been in Florida for probably about 16 years, on and off.
Oh, okay.
So I love Florida, and I love this area. Yeah. With Parabel, I've only been for 3 years. But it's been exciting, very exciting.
I bet. It's so interesting to see how you all were able to take something that you would think wouldn't have much use at all and create an industry around it. So for our listeners that are intrigued, saying, what, there's a new company coming to Indian River County? It's Parabel. What is it she talking about? Perhaps you can give us a little history.
Yeah, Parabel was in renewable technologies for quite a while. Up in Brevard County, but they always had a pilot plant down in 101 Street in Felsmere. But recently they changed to be involved with proteins and food security and sustainable food. And what we're doing is we are growing a plant called Limnoidier. It's the world's smallest flowering plant, and extracting the protein out of it to make the world's most nutritious plant protein. And the protein actually got awarded the most innovative ingredient of the year last year from IFT, the International Food Technology Group.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Those are some big bragging rights.
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
And so what is it that you would say, let's see here, the water lentil and why it's nutritious and sustainable? What does sustainable food mean?
Well, I think that many people know that we're going to be 10 billion people on planet Earth in 2050, and we won't be able to sustainably feed ourselves with animal protein. So we have to start eating more and more plant protein. It's also more nutritious and healthy for us. Mm-hmm. So, for example, it takes 20,000 liters of water to make 1 kilogram of beef. So it's quite shocking when you think about, your 1 kilogram of beef is a whole swimming pool, literally.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is delicious, but that is a lot of water in comparison. Yeah. You got that right. So being that the flower itself was awarded the most, how did you say the award was called?
Innovative food ingredient of the year.
So this obviously lends itself to, when you say it's more nutritious, what are some of the health benefits that would come along with this?
So the protein is actually similar to whey protein, which is derived from the milk.
Yes.
And it's actually regarded as the sort of gold standard of proteins, with the balanced amino acid profile and the digestibility. With plant protein or pulses or beans, you often get not such a good amino acid profile, and it's often not so digestible either. And then, you've got the soya industry, who has, slightly, better amino acid profile and digestibility, but it's such an unsustainable and possibly not so nutritious crop, and also genetically modified.
Isn't it also like something that we find here in Florida, like it's a native plant?
Yes, it's a native plant. Well, actually, it grows a little bit around the equator, all around the world. And Limnoidier, which is the Latin name, it has several subspecies. And we basically take the species that's indigenous to the country that we work in, so that we don't have an invasive crop that we're working with at all. So it's very...
very considerate.
Yeah, we're trying to be considerate.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, though. But I love that you're able to tap into a natural resource and be able to experiment with it to find things that can better our way of life in so many ways.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we can present to the food industry sort of an allergen-free, nutritious, very nutritious protein, nearly close to the sort of egg white or whey in a nutritious profile.
Oh, wow.
So is it for like animals and humans or just...
for consumption?
You know, the food industry is so interested in this that I think that they are probably the first... okay. to adopt this because they're desperate for an allergen-free protein. Mm-hmm. And the animal industry will obviously also be interested, but mostly maybe for pet foods because mm-hmm. pets are often looked upon as a part of the family. And
sure they are.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. There's a high demand for some of those in the pet line of things.
Yeah.
You know, people definitely love their animals.
I know, the non-GMO pet food and soy-free pet food. Plus, you know, a lot of people become vegan recently and mm-hmm. they also want their vegan dogs and cats. You know, they don't want their pets and nearly like children in the family to eat worse than they do themselves.
Mm-hmm. Continue with that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Bring it right on down to the animals. I like it. Well, you know, this is rather fascinating because to think that it's going to be right mm-hmm. here in our backyard mm-hmm. and the amount of jobs, hopefully, that this is going to be bringing on, because it's going to take people to help put this into motion, right?
Absolutely. It's just like a normal agricultural crop. So we've got a lot of people that's needed in the growth system. There's an open hydroponic system and also in the processing plant, which obviously only uses water, so it's not exactly chemical, mm-hmm. but still needs a lot of people working in it.
Oh, okay. So if there were to be a rough projection right now, even though you are relocating from Brevard County, which I'm just going to plug here that I hope White Glove Moving will be able to assist with that, Cecilia. We'll discuss that at break.
White Glove always is good. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're here. Happy to help. But what would be a rough projection since you're going to be relocating from Brevard? I'd assume some of your current staff would be able to stay on board. It's not that far away to relocate and put up your headquarters in Indian River County in Fellsmere. But how many more jobs would you say would be in the wings?
Well, very initially, I think we were about 50 people that we need more than what we have now. But this is growing quite exponentially, you know, if and when we get that first few customers going. Because as everyone knows, the food industry, they require high volumes mm-hmm. and the supply for them mm-hmm. is a very large issue. Mm-hmm. So we have to, whatever we do, we have to. It's a bit like a cell phone tower. You can't just have one cell phone tower. You have to have several to satisfy the demand from the industry.
Yeah.
So initially we're just making 1,000 tons, but it's going up quite quickly to, you know, 8,000 tons of protein and sort of 40,000 and higher. Plus the land owners around here have been quite happy and welcoming for our land requirements.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. And we are in such a great community where it's conducive to that. So if folks are listening, they're interested, maybe they themselves are interested in bringing on some of the products that you're describing, which we're going to go in depth in a little bit in the second segment, or perhaps they want to maybe fill in a gap of an open position. Do they go to the Parabel website?
Yeah, absolutely. It's either parabel.com or lentine.com. There's forms to fill in and it goes straight into my inbox. So I'll be the one to
You'll
reply.
Be inundated. My new friend Cecilia is going to be inundated. Lentine, by the way, folks, is spelled L-E-N-T-E-I-N, lentine.com. We're here with Cecilia of Parabel talking about the exciting new home for their headquarters and production, which will be right here in Indian River County in Fellsmere. I thought it was rather appropriate to have our membership director of the Sebastian Chamber, who is very versed with the different businesses throughout the area, to be a part of this show and talk about the upcoming things. And you were talking about the high demand in the food industry, and I think that we can attest to that with the FOA that's out there, right? And the demand for those gorgeous large shrimps. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you can't have enough shrimp, my friends. Just keep making more. Keep making more. They sign up with some big commercial customers and restaurants and, you know, the demand is there. And it's funny now when you go out about, you know, when you're getting the FOA shrimp because they're just so big and they're so beautiful in comparison to some of the other shrimps that you can procure.
Yeah, they're all natural and they're not filled with all that other stuff to keep them for a long time.
Absolutely. I know too much about the food industry now. I'm very specific of what I buy.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I bet that's some real enlightenment. Do we have anything really exciting going on at the Chamber?
We do. We have a lot going on. We have a breakfast next Friday at our Sebastian Chamber, and it's going to be held by Minuteman Press, and we're having it at the Chamber.
With the brand new porch that looks so fantastic.
Our chamber was just, the Sebastian Chamber of Commerce was just completely renovated.
Wow.
So we have all new floors,
wonderful,
new front porch. We have a kiosk. We have movies going on in there. We have two screens, one showing the inlet, a webcam, and then another one at Pelican Island Wildlife.
And it's used as a tourism resource. I mean, folks come in and they say, I want to know more about this area. And there's all sorts of handouts and things that they can tap into.
Exactly it. We have a door counter now. So we had over 1,200 people walk in our office in June alone.
Wow. Yes. And people say we slow down in the summer.
Yeah.
Not anymore, folks.
No.
And they were coming in and they asked for everything. You know, I'm looking to go to I'm looking for a realtor. I'm looking for a place to go eat. Where's somewhere I should go? I'm having family come in. Where should we go for an attractions? I mean, we are now officially a certified Visit Florida center. We're one of 30 in the whole state.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And Florida's a big state. One out of 30. That's not too shabby,
right,
my friend. Impressive. Impressive indeed. I want to talk a little bit more about the different things that the Chamber has going on, especially with the unveiling of the freshly remodeled look. It's beyond gorgeous. I'm very proud of it. As an ambassador and board member of the Chamber, it's near and dear to my heart. I do want to quickly mention, though, that one of our sponsors, First American Title, is currently doing a back-to-school supply drive, folks. So if you are familiar with First American Title right here in Vero Beach, they're in the 2020 building. No, I'm sorry, the 2002 building. 2020, 2002. All the numbers were right. It was just out of sequence.
It was close.
It was really close.
It was really close.
Yeah. But they're doing a school supply drive just for Vero Beach Elementary. So there's like a direct result, immediate gratification. It's going on through the end of next week. Any contributions would be greatly appreciated. In doing so, you're going to put a lot of smiles on kids' faces as they get ready to go back to school. On August 10th, who's counting? I'm just a parent with a kid. And
me too.
Can't wait for him to go back to school.
Do you have
Woo!
The X's on the calendar? You do?
That's countdown.
That's so cool.
So there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. You're listening to the Vero Insider.
Let's talk home ownership. Caliber Home Loans, with over 15 years of local teamwork, offers the possibility of owning a home a reality. Our focus is Indian River County, offering direct lending with local appraisers, an entire portfolio of options from new homes to refinances, with closing in only 30 days. Call the Caliber Home Loans team, 844-GO-CALIBER. That's with an ER, 844-GO-CALIBER, and online at calibertreasurecoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Come check out Vero's premier golf course, equipped with 36 holes, superb service, and a number of groups for people of all ages. I'm Bella Nagy, Director of Golf at Sandridge Golf Club, and come join me and my team for a round of golf, participate in a tournament, or spearhead a fundraiser for your local cause. Plus, take advantage of our great programs like the Men's League, Ladies League, and Nine Hole Ladies Leagues, as well as our Junior Golf Program, which is a year-round affair. Visit GolfSandridge.com to purchase gift certificates, sign up for tournaments, and find out all kinds of information about Sandridge Golf Club. We look forward to seeing you very soon out at the golf course.
Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
White Club Moving and Storage.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau, you'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
You should be. Yeah.
It's almost my birthday.
Yay.
It's almost my birthday.
Birthday girl.
Yeah. Well, you know, at break, we found out that there are a whole lot of folks that share the same birth date as me in this room.
Excellent.
Right? So, yeah. Cecilia, your yeah. husband.
Yeah, my husband's a Leo as well.
And he's a July 28th baby.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Vicky, your son, Alex.
Yep.
He'll be turning the big 2-1.
I know.
On the 28th.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I did that. Mm-hmm. It was just
like
yesterday.
Last week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I love Cindy. She's so good. Yeah, so the 28th is a big deal. It's a great day.
I used to have a neighbor that had a good friend that had an ex mother-in-law that was the 28th.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just a lucky number. I'm telling you, it's good people. We're born
Very
on July 28th.
Good people.
You can take pride in mm-hmm. knowing that you're friends and that you're listening with, you know, to a good person. It's good.
It is.
It's good. In fact, my name is Anna Valencia Tillery. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Vero Insider. This Wine Wednesday, the Blue Star has given us her last bottle, folks, of Grenache Blanc. It's the Quran. It's delicious.
You have to love her for giving that to us.
I know. It was. Mm-hmm. It went to a good cause.
And a birthday,
and
pre-birthday.
Tasty.
A pre-birthday bottle. It was wonderful. But, you know, speaking of bottles of wine, Kitty's giving away free bottles of wine for the rest of the summer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you go into the Blue Star and you dine, if you get two entrees, you can get a complimentary bottle of wine hand-selected by owner and executive chef Kitty Wagner. Or if you come with a group and you get like four appetizers, you can also get a complimentary bottle of wine. So say you get four appetizers and four entrees.
Mm-hmm.
That's three bottles of wine
you're
with
good.
Your party.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
What a party that would
yes.
be.
Yes, yes. And because you're eating, it's going to be fine.
Right.
So think about that. If you want to wine and dine someone, it's a fantastic experience. I love Kitty's food.
Well, that's mm-hmm. it. I mean, it's hands down. It is so good. If you haven't eaten at Blue Star, I definitely suggest you do.
Absolutely.
She rocks it.
And can't wait to try it.
Oh, yes. Right downtown. Can't miss it. It's across from the community center in the heart of the Garden District. And there's ample amounts of space. So if you have a large party, just call ahead and she can happily accommodate. But don't forget, it's free bottles of wine at the Blue Star for the rest of the summer. I'm just doing my part to share this very, very good news. Yeah, that's what I'm here for. That's what I do.
And she has phenomenal wine.
I know.
Yeah. She really does.
I mean, it's just like, oh, just take this one. You know, it used to be so-and-so. No, they're great.
Well, there's a hand-selected yeah. list that is part of this particular promotion, and you will not be disappointed to say the least. In addition, you know, we were chatting earlier. We said First American Title is doing a great back-to-school supply drive to benefit Vero Beach Elementary. I know at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, we just had the privilege of teaming up with a number of local businesses, and we were able to raise nearly 1,600 pounds of non-perishable food to help all of the families during the summertime while the kids are out of school. And I don't know if it's a value to you as a listener, but I always find that when I hear that folks are reinvesting in the community and doing good deeds in the community, that those are the businesses I would prefer to give my money to mm-hmm. and to support over some of the others. And not that I'm trying to toot my own horn here, but it certainly is worth mentioning when people step up, when businesses step up and they have their staff participate, for us to listen and just try and be conscientious of that, because one day when you're ready to sell your house and you need a title company, I hope that you'll think of First American Title. And when you're ready for a mover, whether it's one piece or a whole lot, whether it's local or it's nationwide, that you'll consider calling White Glove and at least giving those businesses an opportunity to earn yours. So speaking of earning business, we were talking with Cecilia. She's here with Parabel. It's a brand new company that's coming in. Well, it's not actually brand new. It's going to be brand new to Indian River County.
Yes, that's true. It's been going for a few years.
And you're in the process right now of fundraising and raising awareness, correct?
Yes, we just got such a great reception from the food industry, and they're looking to formulate into their new products, and they're looking for so such large tonnage that we don't know how to build out fast enough. Mm-hmm. And so obviously we've been very welcomed around here in Florida, which is perfect for us in terms of temperature and the flat land, availability of water. And so, yeah, we're looking for investors and people that are happy to, you know, with some land or something similar to just help out in our, you know, growing our business.
On these efforts. And it makes a lot of sense because a lot of people feel more comfortable in being able to help support and back a company that is in their own
backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's a sustainable cause, a nutritious, valuable ingredient. So I think there's nothing, you know, that you wouldn't want to have in your portfolio if that's what you're looking to expand.
Naturally. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't even a pun. That just fit in well. I cracked myself up.
It's brilliant.
Thank you. It's
you
the Grenache
brilliant,
Blanc.
Brilliant.
I know. It's all coming out. It's divine, really.
It is.
It's divine. So let's talk about a couple of the products that can actually be made with your lentine. So I'm looking at images. I see some fruit smoothie shakes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yummy.
I see some granola bar type of.
Absolutely. That's very useful. You know, a lot of people are looking to enhance their protein, the protein consumption in their diet. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times they go for the protein shakes or for the bars because it's just
easy.
Yeah. You can do it in the car, on mm-hmm. the go, after the gym, or just put it in your child's lunchbox.
True.
And it's very simple. But a lot of people also have problems because they actually have decided to go vegan for health reasons and they cannot find a lot of protein elsewhere. So we're solving that solution for them. And also, if you look at the sponge cake there, which is kind of...
Is that what that is? With a little icing drizzle?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cute because it's a gluten-free flour as well.
Oh.
And a lot of people look to make, to bake with gluten-free flour.
Oh, yes. It's becoming quite the craze.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is gluten-free too, Joe.
Yeah, it's free of, it's gluten, lactose, and soy-free.
I would assume that there would be quite the audience for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the gluten-free movement.
Yeah.
And plus without the soy. A lot of people now don't want soy.
Mm-hmm. No, because it's been, you know, obviously people are talking about it as being estrogenic.
Yes.
And not so good for certain people. And also because of the genetically modified situation.
Mm-hmm.
So our listeners, they're interested. They want to find out a little bit more information, Cecilia, about Parabel and about lentine. Where are you going to have them go?
Well, I think on the website, lentine.com or even parabel.com. There are forms there that you can fill in, and literally you end up in my inbox.
Answer all of their questions for them, and even talk about the opportunity for investment.
Absolutely,
for hosting the product, perhaps becoming a customer. All this stuff right here at your fingertips when you tune into the Vero Insider. I just love all your good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So, Vicky, Sebastian Chamber. We like to keep our members very busy. We like to acquire new members, perhaps Parabel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what are some of the upcoming events that if folks are thinking, wow, I want to check out the Sebastian Chamber, they seem very active. What's something that they could go to?
Well, here's the good news with our Sebastian River Area Chamber of Commerce. We allow, even if you're not a member, you can come up to like 3 of our events to check it out, to make sure you're comfortable, to make sure that, you know, it's a good fit for you before you make the investment. Our memberships are under $300 to start, and it's, you know, it's annual, so you would be like July to July or August to August. So it's a really good investment. But we have all kinds of events. Like we have our breakfast coming up next Friday, which I mentioned at 8 a.m. And then we have our lunch. Our chamber lunch is going to be August 9th. And we have Keep Indian River Beautiful is going to be the sponsor of it. And they're doing their international coastal cleanup. So they're looking for volunteers to help with that because they're also environmentally conscious. And then we have Debbie Mayfield, our state representative, is going to be our guest speaker.
On August 9th.
Yeah.
And this will be at the Captain Hiram's venue?
No, this is going to be out in Fellsmere at Marsh Landing.
At the Marsh Landing.
The famous Marsh Landing.
Oh,
which
yes.
sells out, so it needs to be RSVP because I will not have
RSVP.
Enough room.
RSVP.
Yep.
And the Sebastian Chamber website?
SebastianChamber.com.
Seems pretty straightforward. You're listening to The Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Don't go anywhere.